Welcome to This Song, the podcast where artists talk about the songs that changed their lives and give us a glimpse into their creative process. I'm your host, Elizabeth McQueen, and in this episode, we'll hear from singer and songwriter Connor Oberst. He just released a record called Salutations, which is like a full band reworking of his 2016 record, Ruminations. Ruminations is like a really sad record. It's a lonely record. The arrangements are super sparse. It's just his vocals and like one other instrument, a piano or a guitar. And the subject matter is bleak, or maybe it just sounds especially bleak because of those sparse arrangements. I don't know, because those same songs, they sound less desperate, less like a cry for help and more like a call to arms on this record, Salutations, because he took the songs from Ruminations and arranged them for a full band with the help of legendary drummer Jim Keltner and his friends, the Felice Brothers, and lots of other friends. And they added 7 more songs to the original 10. And that is the new record, Salutations. Oberst was in town with the Felice Brothers and M. Ward during South by Southwest, but he was actually here to play Willie Nelson's Luck Reunion. It's kind of like a laid-back hill country alternative to South by Southwest, put on by none other than Texas's favorite musician, Willie Nelson. While he was here, I was able to talk with him, and he told me about a song that's been helping him a lot lately, a song by the band that helped him make his new record, the Felice Brothers. So here he is, Connor Oberst.
It's actually a recent song by my good friends, the Felice Brothers, who helped record my new record and who I tour with a lot. It's called Jack at the Asylum, and it's off their last record, Life in the Dark.
I'm in the loony bin, the dead fish, the air conditioning. I got a ticket for your grand finale. It's 130 in Death Valley.
But yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak to what Ian was thinking when he wrote it, but to me, it sounds like, you know, disillusionment or the mixed bag, which is the American experience, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like there's something beautiful about it, but it also has, and it's not, it's not like super explicit in that way. It's just the way that I take it, it's like what I take from it, I guess is what I'm saying. It just, I guess, probably like a lot of us, or I don't want to presume anything, but I've been having some mixed emotions about America, the country I live in lately, because of like the horrible situation that's going on. I don't know, I feel like that song like encapsulates all like the beauty and like horror of the United States. I don't know, I've been like just kind of like leaning on that one lately. It's been helpful for me.
And I've seen your pastures of green, the crack whores, the wars on the silver screen, Hiroshima and the lynching tree. It's a wonder my eyes still can see.
Have you heard the Felice Brothers? Right?
I have heard the Felice Brothers, yeah.
I think that they're like, to me, there's a lot of people that get, people throw the word around like Americana or whatever a lot when describing music, but I think most of the time that's like a very, it just doesn't ring too true to me with like a lot of people that get described as that, because it's like a building on like a Western movie set, there's like a facade and then there's like no building when you like walk through the door. There's like nothing actually like substantial behind a lot of that, what gets described as that. But to me, they're actually like you know, if you want to find a, you know, quote unquote, like American band that, like, to me sounds like what I think of as like patriotic, if that makes any sense, which is probably the inverse of some other people. But to me, they are like the most, like, they're, you know, the best American sounding band, if that makes any sense. They're really, I mean, they're tied to like actual, like, you know, like folk music and, you know, yeah. Woody Guthrie and like all the good old stuff.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hand is hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot and your mountains was cold.
Did you... You said you heard it. It was on their last record?
It was on their last record. So it came out before. It's not like a protest song by any means. It was written before the election. But yeah, it came out last year. But then for some reason, I just feel like, I don't know. Even when I was on tour without them in Europe right after, like in January, right after the election, you know, I just like, I don't know. I just started covering it because it just made me feel better.
You know, I think... At this moment, a lot of us are turning to music mm-hmm. that other people made to help us make yeah. sense of
yeah.
what's happening. And so, like, is that song like something, are you getting comfort from it? Is it catharsis? Or is it just yeah. a way to process what it is to live in this country?
Yeah. Yes. It's more basic than that. I mean, it's not like it's just, I find it soothing, I guess. I guess that's, to me, that's it, you know? There's like one line where he's like, I thought of running off, but where would I go? I'd never make it beyond Buffalo. I'd miss your cowgirl kiss, your red fangs, your lips. Yeah, it's like, it's
and you're dope. Like, he's dope. Talking about America it's right dope. There.
Did you kill your son, Joe Hill? The night nurse, she read me his final will. I thought of running off, but where would I go? I wouldn't make it beyond Buffalo. I'd miss your cowgirl.
Like now more than ever, and I think a lot of artists are talking about this, like there's like an imperative to do something and say something, you know?
Yeah, I think, you know, and it's not unique to the United States. I mean, obviously we have like a very like almost cartoonish example of it, but you know, there's a rise of fundamentalism all over the world. Like, go to any European country, there's going to be some basically like white supremacist type political party that's like gaining popularity because, like, you know, Syrian refugees and blah blah blah, and the economies and it's just a thing, you know. And like, I think that anybody like that has like a conscience and like wants to live in a world where like everyone's, you know, there's like human dignity for everyone and like it's okay to be different than each other, and doesn't mean we have to like kill each other or hate each other, you know. I mean, I think that's the main like crux of it. So it's like, and I still believe, you know, I try to stay optimistic. I think there still are more people like on my side of the fence than the other side. It's just that the other side seems to be more organized, you know, in their different camps, you know, and they're really hoping for, they want the end of the world.
And this record, the record that you did by yourself, Ruminations, is just, it's so sad, man. It's such a portrait of like depression, like in a very, like the best way. But when you added the Felice Brothers and you added more songs, I feel like the even though there are a lot of the same songs, it's become like a more political record.
That's, yeah, I mean, definitely I don't know if it like more political or not, but it definitely, like, I feel like the, you know, it's almost like a slight, I mean, obviously, like an inversion of like something that's so stripped down and solo and alone sounding to like a much more, you know, communal affair.
You know old Ronnie Reagan, he was a shoe salesman's son. He got himself in the movies. Yeah, he impressed everyone. He thought trial by fire was America's fate. He made a joke of the poor people, and that made him a saint. But he was...
Yeah, I mean, I'm more into the band record just because, like, just hearing myself playing guitar and singing isn't that exciting to me.
Right.
But like, hearing Jim Keltner playing my songs... It's exciting to me, you know?
And yeah.
Like, hearing the Fleece Brothers, and had a bunch of friends, my friend Gillian Welch sang on songs and like really like transformed some of those songs with her harmonies like into like a whole different stratosphere.
And it would take a time machine to fulfill all of my fantasies. Hidden dream can be embarrassing, and the only thing that's sacred till the end.
Jim James and Jonathan Wilson, my old friend Maria Taylor, whose voice I love. So yeah, there's a lot of people helped out.
I mean, for you as an artist, like, has the mission changed? Like, are you trying to make music now, like, with when you go out with this new record and when you tour with it and when you get up in front of people, like, do you feel like, even though you wrote this record before Trump was elected, when you thought right now you would be living in a different world?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So now you're taking these songs that you wrote previously, taking them out to people, you're going to play them. I mean, do you feel like your mission has changed? Are you going to try to bring some soothing to people, or like...
Well, I mean, I think that's always the goal of, you know, to hope people, you know, when I make my music, I don't have a whole lot of intention. It's sort of like something I've always done since I was a kid. And I would keep writing songs. And sometimes, you know, there's always been some level of, like, I guess, political or like social observation in my songs, but it's hard for me to like sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to write like a protest song, or I'm going to write a love song, or whatever. You know, it's just like sort of that happens in its own sort of process, which I still thankfully don't totally understand, because I feel like keeping the mystery of that for me is good. I don't want to know where some things come from. But yes, I do think, like, you know, the hope is always that people can connect to it and, you know, either find comfort in it, or find something of value in it, whether it's like, you know, I don't know, some idea or something that like strikes them and resonates with them and makes them, you know, feel less alone in the world, I guess, or, you know, feels some connection to it. That's definitely something I, you know, I don't have any control over that as far as like how people receive what I make, but I hope that people do get something out of it.
I read a book about the badlands. Sometimes this house looks like a death camp, and too much sun can be a dry man. That's why we sleep as late as we can.
And this is Overdue from Connor Oberst's new record, Salutations. He's right now touring North America, supporting this record. And if you live here in Austin, Texas, well, he will be coming to town to ACL Live at the Moody Theater on May 19th with Phoebe Bridgers and Julian Baker. And if you don't live in Austin, do not worry. He's playing all over. I will post a link to his tour dates on the show notes page for this episode on the KTX website. If you dug that conversation I had with Connor, then I bet you'll like conversations I had with his fellow monsters of folk compatriots, Jim James and M. Ward. Like, they've both been on this podcast, and both conversations were great. Jim James talked about music and activism and songs that make him want to move forward, and M. Ward talked about having his mind blown by guitarist John Fahey. I'll post links to those episodes on the show notes for this episode, or you can find them on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcasts. And when you go to our archives, you'll see we have a lot of episodes. We have over like 80 episodes. There's a lot of listening you could do. And if you listen and you like the podcast, then please take a moment and leave a rating or a review on iTunes. Ratings help us a lot. They help people find this podcast. Plus, they make us all feel especially warm and fuzzy here at Team This Song. And that's it. You have come to the end of another episode of This Song. This Song is a production of KTX 98.9 in Austin, Texas. This episode was produced and edited by David Sanger and me, Elizabeth McQueen, with help from Kelly Seal and Peter Babb. This interview was recorded by me. Taylor Wallace curates our Instagram account. She does a great job. Kelly Seal is our most excellent intern. We want to say goodbye to Natalie Gaona. She was our marketing intern. I know you're going to do awesome things. Thanks to Deidre Gott and Peter Babb and Todd Callahan for all they do for this podcast. And yes, it's true. Our theme song is Mahout, or Mahout, Mahout by Austin's own Hard Proof. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Snapchat. Our handle is @thissongKUTX. You can like us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to This Song along with the other KUTX podcasts, Austin Music Minute, Liner Notes, and Song of the Day on iTunes. Right on. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.